All right, friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. This is my Instagram page, and I made a handy little meme here, a graphic image. And the question is, do you have the flu or the bird flu? Well, check your symptoms, because for the flu, you could have a fever, and for the bird flu, you could have a fever, and for the regular flu, you could have aches, and the bird flu, you could have aches, and on it goes. Chills, cough, fatigue, nausea, stuffy nose, sore throat. Those are all symptoms, we're told, of the flu, and these are the symptoms of the bird flu. I'm going to share with you a couple of predictive programming videos that actually told us that we were going to be experiencing a bird flu pandemic. And here you have it. Newsom declares bird flu emergency. And I break that down where he is breaking the law, because you can't do an emergency declaration proactively, as he calls it. Friends, I'm not sure if you saw this Simpsons episode, and I am going to play it for you here. I guess I'm going to be tempting the fate here of these copyrights. It is only about a little more than a minute and a half. And if it is stopping and starting in my video, I will also leave a link for you. I could not embed it for some reason. So let's take a listen here, shall we?
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We are here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions, too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Oh, yeah.
So we've got our deadly disease. Now we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So better beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender vittles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms: mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
All right, friends, before we go on to the next predictive programming video, here is another predictive programming, and this is the Bird Flu Summit, the International Bird Flu Summit, which was held in October of 2024. And I scrolled through here and I looked at the conference brochure, and let's take a look at this. It is talking about bird flu in birds, in cattle. Now, that's a weird word to use, because cattle already is plural, in pets and in people. So you know that they are after our pets, and apparently they are after birds and cows as well. So take a look at the topics here. Mass fatality management planning. Because of course there's going to be mass fatalities. How do I know? Because they've already planned for it. They've already told that. Surveillance and data management. Of course we need to be tracked more. Delivery of, you guessed it, more of the cocktails and the antiviral medication. And there are medical countermeasures, command, control, and management, emergency response management. So they already are prepared for this bird flu outbreak. I did mention earlier that the Granny Gates Foundation, as you can see here, gave millions and millions of dollars to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And here we have the School of Veterinary Medicine. That's who received the money. And wouldn't you know it, what a coinkydink. Here on the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, they just released a press release saying that there is a presumptive, meaning assumed, meaning unvalidated, positive human case of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in Wisconsin. And here is the press release, and it very interestingly seems to mimic the one in California. So here we have the symptoms again: sore throat, fever, muscle aches, cough. Oh, and you can also have an eye infection. So if you have an eye infection, it most likely is going to be the avian flu. Let's take a look at another predictive programming video. Here we go.
Be on the verge of another pandemic, and one that could be even worse than the one caused by coronavirus. This time it could actually be bird flu. Let's hope not. The CDC is now calling for more testing for bird flu.
This was 6 months ago.
At America's Farms, sounding alarms after several farm workers contracted the disease from animals. Since 2003, there have been 888 confirmed.
Okay, let me just stop there. Since 2003, that's 20 years ago. Now, I'm not a math teacher, just an English teacher. So if someone would do the math for me, of course they love these numbers, 888. I've done videos in the past about how the number 8 keeps cropping up. So human cases in 20 years, there have been 808 human cases, which have surprisingly the exact same symptoms as the regular flu. We don't know if those 888 human cases are validated or verified, and we don't know if people actually passed away from that 888 number.
Human cases worldwide, that's according to the CDC, but here's the scary part. Half of those...
Oh, here's the scary part. Let's make sure that we use the word scary. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
Half of those patients died from the disease.
Oh, there we got the number. Half of the patients died from the disease. Oh, I would like to have a verification of that as well.
Compare that to COVID, in which just 0.6% of people who tested positive actually died.
Who tested positive? Do you see how they used that phrase? Because we know, well, if you're a healthy American, you know all about how valid those tests are. And certainly they are testing for a disease that truly exists, if you get my drift.
The fear now is that the bird flu is changing, adapting, and could spread to not just birds, but also cattle and pigs, and then eventually spread from human to human.
Oh, so that is the fear. Let's be very afraid.
Former CDC Director Robert Redfield, who helped oversee our country's response to COVID, says it is definitely time to take this more seriously. And Dr. Redfield joins me live now. It's always nice to see you, Doctor. I remember you told Chris not long ago that the bird flu could make COVID look like a little pandemic, which was quite alarming. I mean, is that really the case?
Yes, Brian, I really do think it's very likely that we will at some time, it's not a question of if, it's more of a question of when, we will have a bird flu pandemic.
Oh, he said it's not a question of if, it is a question of when that we will have the bird flu, how do I pronounce it? Hogwash. We will just replay it there for a moment. It's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. And I guess when is December 2024.
Yes, Brian, I really do think it's very likely that we will at some time, it's not a question of if, it's more of a question of when, we will have a bird flu pandemic.
I think that it's really a fulfillment of a dream that we had together with my leadership team when we started in 19. The first week we met in January of 19 in California, and to set up the goals for the next 5 years, and one of them was by 2023, we will reduce the number of people in the world by 50%. I think today, this dream is becoming a reality.
And the motherfucking audience actually applaud the deaths of millions, do you under fucking stand yet?